All right, Pacey, you're next. The first time I met you was at the Standard Chartered Bank Media Appreciation Night. I believe this was back in May, and this was at the Empire Hotel. I was dressed up, because the theme was Arabian Nights. And so I was dressed up, Pacey was dressed up. But the moment I met Pacey, I knew that she was the kind of person that she's not afraid to connect with you. Because she's a CEO, she's done this, but she took the time to get to know me, and soon I found out that she's you're not local, you're from Singapore, you're a mom, you got four kids, and they're all in here in Brunei. So my question to you, Pacey, how did you, or why did you, or what was it like moving from comfort to something unknown? Was it a big call? Was it something that the bank sort of made it easier for you? Was it something that you had to just, put up your hand and say, look, I'm biting the bullet, let's just do it? What was that like for you, Pacey?
I think it's first, it's why. I've been in a bank for 12 years, going on 13, and Standard Chartered is an international bank. So the expectations actually of anyone who actually works in Standard Chartered Bank is that you should and should always actually get as much exposure as possible to different cultures, to different businesses, so that you develop yourself a lot more, and when you develop yourself a lot more, and therefore you'll be able to help the company. So the first why is, first, of course, an expectation of my bosses and my mentors that I actually do this. Second why is, Really, after working in Singapore a long time, 13 years there, actually no, in total it's actually 15. Singapore pace of life is actually extremely different. I used to work and I used to work up till 9 o'clock every day. I travel around the region, and up to a certain point, I remember there were actually two incidents actually in my life that actually changed the way I work a little bit. The first was when I had my first child. And 1.5 years, he was actually 1.5 years old, and I was working every weekend. And when you're a first-time parent, you tend to take a lot of those video photos, right? Those video cam thing, yeah. So and one weekend, I was at home and I was sitting with my husband, and my child was actually playing there. I was watching the video, and I realized that every single video scene didn't have me. It was just my husband who was behind the camera and my child. And that actually stopped me in my tracks for a little while. And I decided actually from then on that, yeah, I think I shouldn't work weekends, It was just to that. I shouldn't work weekends. But I still work very hard, actually, Monday to Friday. The second incident was also to do with my child. And that was actually not too long ago, 2 years ago, when my number two, at the point she was five. And she then actually one night, I was there for dinner, and no, I wasn't there. She asked my husband, why is mommy not home for dinner every night on a weekday? Yeah. And of course, my husband recounted that incident. So the second why is really for the children, for my family, because I wanted to take a little break is not the right word, because I think in Brunei, you work just as hard as in Singapore. But I am so glad that I've made the decision. 6 months on, I am having dinner at least five times a week with my children. I'm spending a lot more time with them. And to me, it's an important decision. And I'm so glad I made that decision. Will I go back to that life? Absolutely. Yeah. But am I glad I'm here whilst actually growing up? During this time, I am. And the third is that it's for myself, for me, the decision to move. One is, of course, your career, but really when you go to a country, you're a guest of the country, you do learn a lot more of yourself, discover a lot more of yourself, you learn different things, and these are actually the three reasons why I came. I'm happy so far. I love Brunei. Though you say relax one corner, but I love Brunei. I was just telling some guests just a while ago. 2 weeks ago, my number one, my boy, actually asked me, "Mommy, can we stay in Brunei forever?" I said, absolutely not, huh? Your father isn't here, so I can't be away from you for so long, but absolutely not, you know? So, yeah, so that's where I am right now.
Great.
Thank you.